Well, good morning. It's so nice to see you all, and it's sure is a blessing to be back here in Springfield. It was 28 years ago that my dear wife and I and our four small children moved here. Pastor that I had at that time said, "You got to go to Springfield, go to college." And so we knew absolutely nothing about this town or its churches or anything. And so we spent a little bit of time visiting around, and our first encounter with Berean Baptist Church was the outdoor revival meeting, and Dr. Art Wilson was preaching that week, and it was a blessing. Sure enjoyed it. We started attending here just to kind of check the place out. It wasn't very long at all before we realized we felt very welcomed here, and we made this our home while we were here in Springfield. We just assumed it would be a few years, and I was a college student. And I knew very little about. I didn't come here with any good sound doctrine, doctrinal teaching. I had really no strong convictions about much of anything. And not only did I not know all the answers, but I certainly didn't even know half the questions. And we were sitting right about that's the Allison pew there. Yeah. We were sitting right there, brother. And Pastor Gray was preaching one Wednesday night. I heard a couple sermons about local church doctrine. And I went to Brother Gray after the service, and I said, "I'd never heard these things before." And he said, "Well, Brother Chuck, just sit back and listen." And, you know, it wasn't long. And, I heard enough to realize that this was going to make, if this was true, this was going to make a major change in my life to say that these things are true. And I went to Pastor. I always called him Pastor Gray. He always just called me Brother Gray, but I never got over that one. But anyway, I went to him and I said, "Brother, these things are right," and I knew that would make a change forever in our doctrine. We spent 8 years here, enjoyed it. It was a great time, and many of you have been a blessing to our family over the years. We enjoy coming back here whenever we can. My wife and I were greatly influenced by this ministry in a lot of different ways. Of course, the church that I pastor, we have a lot of military families that are in and out. People come back and visit every once in a while. And I hear this often from folks that come back to New Testament Baptist Church that have been with us. They say to me, "We've learned doctrine here." And I have to say this. It's not because of me. It's because of what I learned here. And so people always ask, "Where'd you go to school at?" I said, "Well, I went to Baptist Bible College Springfield, but I was a member of Berean Baptist Church, because that made all the difference in my life." And I'm so thankful that this church still stands for solid doctrinal preaching, where the Word of God is preached. It's not entertainment. It is solid, and it changes people's lives. It changed my life, and I recognize that, and I'm so thankful to be here this week, and I pray that the Lord will continue to bless the ministry here through Brother Abels and whoever the pastor is going to be 50 years from now. And we do appreciate Berean Baptist Church. It's a great joy to be here. Brother, thank you.